Hi, everybody, and welcome to Weather Jazz, a world audience podcast about anything and everything, weather, science, and a whole lot more. And yes, there's always something special about Friday. And I love up-tempo music like this, especially on a Friday. Yep, we made it. I am the creator and the host of the Weather Jazz Podcast, Andre Berninger, and I'm the senior meteorologist on staff with WJW Television in Cleveland, Ohio, at least for the next 33 days and counting. Special announcement coming up on WJW very, very soon. Look for it at the end of next week as we unveil the summer weather outlook. That'll be 1 week from today on Fox 8 News. Get ready for it. How thundery will it be? How many 90-degree days will we see all upcoming? This is episode number 616, and today is Friday, April 19th, 2024. Well, indeed, once more, happy Friday to everybody. We made it, and what a week it has been. Now, I was off from WJW Monday, Tuesday, and that very busy tornadic Wednesday. Here in Northeast Ohio, we had two confirmed tornadoes, one in Champion and the other one in Windham. And the Windham one certainly had a very distinct TVS, tornado vortex signature. In other words, it's what Doppler radar does the best. It actually looks at the velocity relative to everything around it, and it can pinpoint areas of rotation, tight rotation. And there was one in Windham. Not only that, there was one other Doppler weather radar product called the correlation coefficient. Essentially, it looks at the size of the targets. If they're uniform, typically it's rain or snow or sleet. They're all the same size. But if they're different sizes, for instance, if a tornado picks up some debris and you have boards and small pieces of debris, or maybe even some limbs, and even in some cases, very large cases, you would have large structures, pieces falling off of homes and getting sucked up into the tornado, or even vehicles. And all of those would be different sizes, different dimensions. And this particular parameter looks at that and can pick out debris areas, or what we call debris balls. And right where the couplet was when you switched from the velocity scan to the correlation coefficient, you distinctly saw a debris ball, a direct indication that there was a tornado on the ground pulling debris into and where the radar beam was essentially scanning. So it's a wonderful tool in that regard. The one in Windham indicated that a debris ball was there right at the area of the strongest rotation and couplet. And that will give us a reasonable amount of confidence that there's something happening underneath that rotation. It was a very, very good tool to use on Wednesday. Now, I was off. Mackenzie and Dante did a fabulous job at covering the severe weather. And so now things are quieting down. And as I mentioned, I have 33 more days left at Fox 8. And it's my dream that the next 33 days will be quiet. No severe weather. However, will that happen? Well, that remains to be seen, because so far this year, it has been a very active year across the Ohio Valley. Now, typically, the tornado belt the south end of the Tornado Alley region. Places like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas. They're the ones that see the bullseye areas first because the jet stream is still in the process of lifting north. As it lifts northward, we start seeing an increase here. That hasn't been the case this year. Would you believe that so far in 2024, Ohio actually leads the country in the number of tornado touchdowns verified in the state? Up to this point, we've had 38. That's a lot between now and now approaching the end of April. Now we start ramping things up in May and peak in early June in a typical year. But this year has been very atypical. Ohio, number one. Yes, even surpassing places like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Number two is equally a bit of a surprise. That's the state of Florida. Florida has had 34 confirmed tornadoes since January 1st up until today. Third place this year, Illinois, 30. And fourth place is Kentucky at 24. And that's amazing that we rank number one in that particular list for 2024. Very unusual? Yes, you bet, because normally the highest rank typically belongs to places like Oklahoma or Kansas or Texas or Louisiana up to this point in time. Now that changes with time, but not this early typically. Now, despite the fact that we have seen an unordinary number of tornadoes actually scratching the surface here in Ohio between January 1 and today, when you look at the whole country, we are running a little below normal as far as the number of tornadoes that we typically see. We're close to normal, but we're actually a little under for the national average. Okay, let me talk a little bit about the month of April so far in Northeast Ohio in particular, since most of my Weather Jazz listeners are from Northeast Ohio. And I do recognize the fact that so many of you listen to Weather Jazz outside of this region. So I want to spend just a little bit of time talking about what's happening here. So far for the month of April, our temperature departure from normal, 5.5 degrees above normal. So, and that is above the plus or minus 2 degree threshold. If you're inside that, typically you can say, hey, it's a normal month. But this is outside of that by well over double, 5.5 degrees so far. And it's been a wet month too. 4 inches of rain thus far, 1.73 inches above normal. And after we had the rain on Wednesday, that's not a surprise because a lot of rain fell in a short period of time. There was a lot of standing water in many, many areas after the severe weather came through Northeast and Central Ohio on Wednesday. Things are pretty quiet. The clearing line starting to move in. We look to the west and that clearing line is approaching Cleveland as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. But it's much cooler. In fact, the coolest of the cool is still yet to arrive. It's entirely possible that if skies clear out enough going into the weekend, even late in the weekend going into Monday morning, in particular Monday morning, it is entirely possible that there will be backyards that wake up to frost on Monday morning. Maybe even Sunday morning. It's something we'll have to watch if you have any tender plants that are out. You may want to pay attention to them. Otherwise, especially in rural Ohio away from the lake, they might get nipped with frost. But those of you that have lived in Northeast Ohio long enough know full well that unless you live next to Lake Erie, which is a stabilizing force in the temperature overnight, well, we can still see frost even into early June. Doesn't happen that often that late, but it does happen periodically. Pay attention to your plants if you already have some plants that are out there. Well, before we close out today's episode of Weather Jazz, let me give you a personal turn. Many of you know that I am building a raised bed garden, actually two small boxes, which is just right for our family. It'll be essentially 2 4x2 areas, 4 feet long, 2 feet wide, and there are two of them, and there'll be some patio-type vegetables that are growing, specifically designed to grow in pots. I get those from Johnny's Seeds, one of my favorite seed places. And what will I be growing on the patio? Things like a baby eggplant and a few baby peppers that are designed to grow very well in containers. Now, with containers on the deck, you do have to be very careful to make sure that the soil does not dry out, because they have a tendency, especially if they're in the sun for any length of time, to dry out. You don't have all of the soil surrounding it in order to stabilize the amount of moisture available. So you have to kind of keep close tabs on that. But I'll have plenty of time to do that after May 22nd, which is my last day on Fox 8. And yes, I am looking forward to it. I alluded to that, having 33 more days or 24 working days remaining. I hope you'll all be watching too through the month of May, because Fox 8 is planning some very fun elements, especially during the 5 o'clock hour. Okay, let me get back to gardening. The boxes, those are built and installed. They're empty right now, all the way down to the bottom, so I still need to buy about, 9 cubic feet of soil per box, and I will be making it organic. The wood that I used, untreated, you don't want any of the treated chemical wood there, because the chemicals will get into the groundwater, which will then get into the plants and your vegetables. So that is something I didn't want. I wanted totally organic, and that's the way I'm going to go for 2024. And then surrounding that, some stepping areas. I've got some repurposed boards from the deck that I rebuilt with some of the composite wood. Still had some of that left. And I also had some 1x2 bricks, the stepping bricks. And so I still need to get some nice white pea gravel that'll go in between all of the boards so that the boards don't move. And that, in turn, is surrounded by 4-foot-tall brick lining all the way around to kind of give it a nice edge. Will there be a fence? Oh, you bet. Here in Geauga County, we've got critters, and without a fence, I suspect that my garden would essentially be a dining room table for the critters. The critters have enough food that God gave them outside of my garden, so yes, there will be a fence at some point before the garden starts to grow and start producing some produce. What am I growing? I did cover this before. I'll mention a few things. Eggplant, small peppers, mostly red peppers. No green ones. My wife doesn't care for green peppers all that much. And with me, it's like a horse apiece. I like peppers, period. So if she likes the red ones, that's what we're going to grow. Yellow squash. Something called butterfingers, carrots. Now, this is something that we found almost 20 years ago from Johnny's, a seed called sugar snacks, S-N-A-X-X, sugar snacks. Sweetest carrot we ever had, and that was confirmed by Sally's parents when they were alive. They loved them, and we did too. So Sally said, hey, look for sugar snacks. See if they still have it. They do. Very popular. Bought sugar snacks, carrots. And those will grow to roughly 10 inches or so. Maybe a tomato plant or two. My friend Bob Gilmore is driving in from the LA and Las Vegas area and picked me up a couple. He did the same for his garden. I won't be starting those from seed. Those will be coming in from, looks like, California. So I'll have a California tomato plant. We'll see how that works out. And I've got Swiss chard, red and green Swiss chard, which will be growing. One of them is a container variety, so I'll have those on the deck. And the other varieties will include some designed for raised bed gardens. And there is one more thing that I failed to mention, winter squash, a squash called Buttercup. And those Buttercup squashes, the sweetest winter squashes that we have ever had. So hopefully we'll get a handful of Buttercup squashes that develop. Those will get planted near the corners of the raised bed boxes, so they'll have an opportunity to climb out of the box and over to the stepping stone area to kind of sprawl out, give them a little bit of elbow room. So there's my update, and I will provide some pictures here pretty soon of the garden. I don't want to do it yet because it's not finished. And so until it's actually finished, I've already posted some things on social media and even had one person said, you really shouldn't put plastic down. And that was the base layer. It wasn't plastic. I suppose it might have looked like plastic, but it wasn't. It's a black fabric. It is breathable and would block out most, if not all, of the weeds coming from that depth. However, once I finish up with the 9 cubic feet of soil, there's nothing that'll pop down from the original surface once I covered that up. So there you have it. There's the update. As soon as I start seeing a little more, the pea gravel being in and maybe even the fence, I'll snap a picture or two of things that are ready to grow in the garden. And I'll keep you updated right here on Weather Jazz. And I hope you too are gardening. It's great exercise. It is great fun. Better yet, the produce that comes out of those home backyard gardens simply cannot be beat. Please use the comments section on this podcast episode 616 to let me know what you're growing in your garden. You can also call the Weather Jazz Podcast Audience Connect line 234-525-5888. Let me know what you'll be growing this year. And if the list is too long or exhaustive, we'll narrow it down. Give me your top 5 crops this year. Let me know what you'll be planting, and I may highlight some of you in a future edition of Weather Jazz. Well, Friday episodes are frequently my favorite because I get to brag on the people that step alongside me and make Weather Jazz what it is today. They're an elite group that helps me to keep Weather Jazz sounding absolutely spectacular. So my hat gets tipped off to the following people. Dale Osborne from Ohio. Also in Ohio, Erica and Larry Shaw, Brian and Christine Barnes, and Will and Tonya Krause. In Florida, Bill and Judy Martin. And in Vermont, Victoria Singer and Kian Galunas. These are the elite people that step alongside me, lift me up, and financially help me to get the very, very best tools that I can get. And all that keeps Weather Jazz sounding the way it sounds today. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to join this elite group, it's easy. Go to weatherjazz.com, click on the supporter tab, and the instructions are right there. I look forward to seeing your name on there soon. Well, have a good weekend, everybody. It will be cooling off into the 50s for highs. We should be in the low 60s, so a good 10, maybe even 15 degrees colder than normal Saturday and Sunday. But at least right now, skies will generally be very, very fair. All right, we'll catch you next week. New episode right here on Weather Jazz.
Weather and science across the globe. The Weather Jazz Podcast.